players' helmets before, so we were very happy that that wasn't the case.
Thanks.
Yep.
We'll see you soon.
Just about a week left of training camp. I mean, you can only really simulate so much on the field. How did it feel to really get out there and actually play a game?
It felt great, especially going up against our first 3-4 team. We haven't really done anything in camp with that yet. The limited reps we had as a starting offensive line, were much needed, I think, in a live situation. And playing against the type of caliber opponent that Pittsburgh always is always a good thing in the preseason.
Playing out there tonight, what do you know that you have to go back and work on personally and as a team?
As a team, it's tough to say right now. We'll be able to see more once we start watching the film. From an offensive line perspective, we only ran 6 plays from the starting offensive line standpoint. And, I thought we did a pretty decent job. We'll have to see again what the film says.
Jason. Can you walk me through that?
Well, I was just blocking my guy, and then, I didn't know whether I got pushed back or anything, and I asked the coaches afterwards, and they said, you were fine. But, right when his hand hit my helmet, I felt it, and then I heard him kind of yell in pain a little bit. And, that's not an uncommon thing. Quarterbacks generally, that's been done before, and unfortunately guys have been known to kind of break their thumbs on guys' helmets, and once the x-rays came back negative, we were happy about that.
Concerned,
absolutely, right when it happened, because, like I said, that's been known to, guys have been known to break their thumbs on guys' helmets. I remember when it happened to Tim Couch back up in Cleveland. It's one of those things that's unfortunate, and luckily he's all right. Yeah, it's tough to say. We only got one running play, and it was kind of into a funky look. And the passing plays, I don't know much about other than I'm blocking guys. So it's tough for me to say what was going on there. But, when you're limited reps in the preseason like most guys are, sometimes, it just doesn't fall your way. And for the first unit, it didn't fall our way today.
Candy said he thought first half was a little ragged for the ones and twos, and mm-hmm. mentioned it at halftime. Was he himself again while he was mentioning it?
Yeah, Andy was very front and forward about it. He was very upset with the way we played in the first half. So, no, he didn't hold anything back. It was the same old Coach Reed.
What are your impressions of
Nick? He's great, especially for a rookie. He does a good job of taking control when he's out there, which is what you always want from a quarterback. You want somebody that's a leader and is, the field general. So, Nick, I think, did a really good job for his first game.
Cheers.